From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, April 18th. Coming up, a new project led by three professors at the University of Illinois aims to inspire work between artists and scientists. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Illinois State Board of Education is asking state lawmakers for billions of dollars for the next school year. A chunk of that would go for migrant students. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The board is proposing an $11 billion budget for this upcoming fiscal year, and they're earmarking $35 million for newcomer students by hiring more bilingual staff. State lawmakers and the board also hope to significantly boost that amount to $188 million to give out grants to help newcomer students. Bianca Smith is a bilingual teacher in suburban Wheeling.
Homelessness, losing of loved ones, witnessing violence, encampment are a few of the traumas these students have faced.
State officials estimate the number of newcomers has jumped by 84% since 2022. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Madison County voters in the Metro East are one step closer to taking a symbolic vote on seceding from Illinois. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports the county board approved placing a non-binding referendum on November's ballot.
Largely along party lines, the Republican-controlled board passed the referendum by a 15-7 vote last night. It will symbolically ask voters if Madison County should separate from Cook County, home to Chicago, and if the county board should explore secession with other downstate counties. Local proponent Dave Stouffer of Troy says this is a good move that will let the voters decide.
This is the single most democratic move that any group of concerned citizens can make, is to ask the people their opinion.
Even though proponents acknowledge that secession is highly unlikely, they say the referendum will quantify downstate's disapproval of Chicago's influence on Illinois' politics. In Edwardsville, I'm Will Bauer.
The Fighting Illini men's basketball team has seen many changes over the past couple of days. Colin Hyslop has more.
Illinois forward Amani Hansberry entered the transfer portal for the ability to play basketball at another school. Illinois filled Hansberry's spot with Notre Dame forward Kerry Booth, who averaged just under 6.5 points last season. Illinois guard Marcus Domask earned first-team academic All-America honors yesterday with his 4.0 GPA at Illinois. Domask is also pursuing a waiver with his legal team to play a sixth year in college basketball.
Still to come, a new project led by three professors at the University of Illinois aims to inspire work between artists and scientists. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Based on real-life events, Mr. Bates versus the Post Office from Masterpiece is a shocking story of ordinary people locked in a battle against a powerful government-owned corporation. For more than a decade, the government blamed British Post Office managers for missing funds, which ruined lives and reputations. But workers uncovered glitches in the Post Office's own computer system, which it had denied for years. Friends of WILL can binge all four episodes of the series now with Passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A physics professor and a theater professor from the University of Illinois are working to foster collaboration between the arts and sciences. Physicist Shmita Wishwishwara and artist Latrell Bright are part of a team that created the theatrical performance Quantum Voyages in 2018. Now they're launching a new collective. Illinois Student Newsroom Stephanie Mosqueda spoke with them to learn more.
Quantum Voyages is the first big project that you both worked on together. Can you tell me how you came up with the idea for this performance?
I kind of had the storyline, and it was supposed to be an adventure tale. My son was in the Nutcracker at that point, so, you know, you have some kind of guide taking you through different lands. And we said, why not the land of light and photons, or battling the raging Fermi sea of electrons, which is actually what you have inside metals. And that's, as Latrell mentioned, condensed matter physics. I study the interplay between individuals to see what the collective whole is. That's what condensed matter is. You know what the individual behaves like, but when you're a community of such individuals. So Quantum Voyages really was this journey that went, and it's about two adventurers They're guided by the spirit of wisdom, sapienza. But then, so they wander through these lands, but they transform. They can play the role of a Greek chorus. They themselves are learning and figuring out what does it mean to be light. And then slowly they embody it. There are these sprite-like characters, mm-hmm. and they become light. And then in moments of strife, when they just cannot figure out, they're drowning in the Fermi Sea, or what is light?
Yeah.
That is when these quantum sages mm-hmm. appear, real-life physicists on stage.
Mm-hmm.
We show the many worlds where there can be many different universes or where things
multiverse,
happen in parallel.
Yeah, yeah.
All these. So theater gave us this marvelous stage, literally, so to speak, to show these different scenarios.
And I also think most of the performers usually end up being physicists, mm-hmm. physics students. And it's so wonderful to see them be able to play. I remember something that Gloria Lee said about being in a lab all day with buzzing lights and sounds and just to be able to emote and express yourself, but still have it be in line with the work that you're doing and the thing that you're passionate about. I think it's just another layer, another way of going about
absolutely
exploring mm-hmm. the world.
You both have mentioned that it has been beneficial to share perspectives and ideas because you come from different fields and backgrounds. But has there ever been any challenges because of that?
To some extent, you have to get comfortable with discomfort.
Yes.
I think there are moments, even in the rehearsal process, where I'm wanting to go abstract and know it has, that's not what it means, and we have to come together. And sometimes I say, let's try it, and then we try it, and then I'm like, no, and sometimes let's try it. Oh, okay, I understand better now. But what one of the things that I'm exploring is, and one of the things that I've learned is that I don't have to be a physicist to engage with the concepts of the quantum world. There are so many similarities, though very, 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 very many differences between the quantum world and our world.
Now, both of you, along with Stephen Taylor, are leading this new collective called the Collective for Art, Science, Creativity, and Discovery, etc. Can you tell me what you hope to accomplish with this new project?
We want it to be a welcoming community. I think we also have large-scale productions that have grown over the years. And also in the process of discovery with the youngsters coming in, new things mm-hmm. are always being born and created. So I think we want to sustain that. And
we just want to keep becoming.
We want to keep becoming. And it, like we said, it's a happy space. There is this sort of common quest, the awe, the wonder. And I think that unites us mm-hmm. in really beautiful ways. And that's something we want to share more widely.
Cascade, as much as it is an initiative guided, facilitated
yes.
by these three people, me, Smith, and Stephen, it's also an invitation
yes.
For anyone who wants to come and play and explore.
And those sort of perspectives that we mentioned of deep listening, playfulness, mm-hmm. expression, empathy, those are things that we just want to keep going.
That was Smita Wishweshwara and Latrell Bright from the University of Illinois, speaking with Illinois Student Newsroom's Stephanie Mosqueda. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day with a high of 76 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Will Bauer, Colin Highslope, and Stephanie Mosqueda. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.